Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us on the radio dial here at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. We have a very special guest that's joining us today. Peggy Bartels is here to talk to us not only about her journey in life, but her brand new book just released this week, King Peggy, an American Secretary, Her Royal Destiny, and the inspiring story of how she changed an African village. Peggy, thank you so much for being with us, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, Peggy, this has been really a dream come true for me in a lot of different ways. It's so ironic. I actually got to find out about your book a couple of months ago. I'm a part of Amazon's Vine program, and I received an advanced copy. And I read it, and I was so fascinated by it, I wrote my review for Amazon.com, and then it was so exciting for me to get an email from Todd with Random House asking me if I'd like to interview you. So I count this indeed as an honor. You have had an amazing journey over the past 4 or 5 years. I want to talk about what this has been like for you, Peggy, not only to share your story this way, but to be able to live the life that you have the past 4 years. What has this experience been like for you?
Well, the experience has been wonderful in the sense that an ordinary secretary who had been called to be a king and doing a lot, you know, for, you know, her people and the town. It's been so fascinating where I have been juggling, you know, Washington and Ghana with my secretarial duties and also my kingship duties.
Yeah.
So it's been such a great, you know, journey. And, you know, I'm really, you know, beginning to love it because of all the things that I'm doing in the town to, you know, help my people and to better their lives.
Well, the way that this all started for you, Peggy, is really interesting. Phone calls play a big part of your life.
You
share with us the phone call that you, I think, thought was a joke when you first spelled out about your being king. But then you also share something very personal about the phone call from your husband. When he had made it back to Africa and was telling you that he was not coming home, he was going to stay there with his new wife and family. Was there a time that you, when you were putting this story together, Peggy, that you were hesitant about sharing some of the details of your life?
Not really, because I tend to realize that my life has a purpose. There is a reason why all this thing is folding.
Yeah.
For instance, like 4 o'clock in the morning, you had a phone call from Africa that it really has changed your life totally.
Right.
It all happened in 2008, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning. I was fast asleep, and then the call came. Most of the time, my brother in Australia tend to call me around that time.
Mm-hmm.
But just for the fact that I was so tired, I didn't want to pick up the phone. But it kept on ringing. It kept on ringing. And so I woke up, and I picked up the phone. Very grouchy, I said, hello. And then the person on the line said, Nana. You know, and Nana is normally, you know, in Africa, it's for either a grandparent or a king. They call a king or a chief or a queen Nana. But I wasn't lying, neither was I of any of them. So I was just thinking, what kind of prank are you, you know, trying to play on me? It's 4 o'clock in the morning in the United States, and I'm sleeping. What is it that you want? And he said, oh, please, Nana, don't hug her. And this is my cousin. Please, Nana, don't hang up. You know, our king, your uncle, you know, had gone to the village and he's not coming back anytime soon. Meaning, you know, he's dead because in Ghana, the royal family, whenever they passed on, they just don't come out and say the king is dead. They say
right.
that the king is going to, you know, his village or her village and he or she is not coming back anytime soon. Then you know that the person is gone.
Right.
And then when he said that, and he said, and we have, you know, selected all the names, and we have done all the rituals by pouring the libation, and then your name, you know, steamed up, and then we have chosen you as a king. And as a king, because from the time immemorial, none of my family members had even taken a woman as a king, and also in Ghana, to have a woman as a king is very rare.
Right.
At the moment, we only have three women as king, and I'm the third one. So I was surprised, and then I said, okay. So he said, you have to come home for your coronation. I said, you have to give me time to think about it. Because kingship in Africa is not like you've given they've given you a spoon on a silver platter like in Europe.
Right.
You have to really better the lives of your, you know, subjects.
Right.
And being a secretary with my, you know, small salary, how am I going to do that? So I told them to give me time to think about it because it comes with financial responsibility and other things. So, you know, I told them to give me time to think about it. And then whilst I was pondering on whether to accept it or not, I kept on hearing voices. At first I thought I was sick or something was wrong with me. Most of the time the voice would say, Nana, go for it. It's your destiny. It's not every day that someone is born to be a king.
Right.
We are here to help you, and so many people are going to help you to better the lives of your people. Go for it, Nana. And this voice, you know, kept on talking to me for so many days, like 3-4 days or a week. And the one that really dawned on me was when I was in my car. I'm still driving my 1992 Honda Accord. And most of the time, I don't go through the street because I'm afraid it might break down during rush hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I go through a creek, you know, and it's very quiet down there. And there's a particular junction that when I normally reach there, there'll be a lot of voices in the car. Nana, go for it. It's your destiny. It's not every day that somebody is born to be a king. We're going to help you. So many people are going to help you to bring about change to your people in the village. So when it went on for, you know, 3-4 days, I told the voice, I said, I've accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
And I called my people and told them that I have accepted their calling.
Yeah. And we get to share this journey with you. I want to say for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Peggy Lynn Bortel. She is the author of the book King Peggy, An American Secretary, Her Royal Destiny, and the inspiring story of how she changed an African village. She wrote it with Eleanor Herman. And Peggy, when you were sharing this journey with us, I want to actually read for our listeners, because I made a note of this when I first read the book.
Okay.
Because it really talks about the responsibility that you were taking. When speaking to the ancestors, and I believe those are probably the voices that you were referring to,
yes,
they were said, you have chosen her for us, and we have accepted her as ruler. We beseech you to give her the wisdom and justice to lead her people, to bring them health and prosperity. That is an amazing responsibility. And I look at your life as someone who you don't have your own children, but you were given this amazing responsibility with lots of individuals that are looking to you. And you give us this journey and with the challenges that you faced, of course, dealing also with your ancestors, making sure not to anger them, but also making sure that the former king had a proper burial. When you look at this journey, do you think if things had been different? Because I always look at where we come from, Peggy, and I think, you know, if this one little thing had been different, none of these other blessings would have come. Do you think if your life had been different in any other way, then you would have had the success you had as king of Ghana?
Yes, it would have, because, you know, being a woman who tried very hard to have children, because I had loved to have at least 10 or 11 children,
mm-hmm.
and since it didn't happen, and all of a sudden this thing came about, and then you are going to rule 7,000 people, which are going to be your children,
yeah.
that means, you know, there's a purpose for me. My life has a real reason why I didn't, you know, get what I had wanted in life from the beginning.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think everyone has a purpose on this earth, and, you know, we have to really, really be careful and then be worthy to accept it when it comes up.
Right, right. And now to look at the bigger picture, because you also said something in the book, and it was written in the book, and I thought this is so true. A lot of times when people hear of Ghana, when people think of Africa, they automatically think negative. You bring this up in the book. You really give us a larger view, mm-hmm. not only of Ghana, but also the people.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the people and the Africa that you have gotten to know, that you want readers to get to know through your book.
Well, in Africa, you know, like you said, most people, whenever they say Africa, they think of all the negative stuff. But Africa is really a continent, and it's a very beautiful continent. And where I, you know, Ghana is one of the countries in the Africa. And, you know, the people in Ghana are so beautiful inside and out. And, you know, it's really, you know, good to get to know them. So when this my journey came about, you know, it's more or less like I'm really transformed myself because a secretary who had really come to accept a position to help the people. It's like, a, you know, ordinary secretary, you come home after work, you are tired, you know, you read your mails and you just, you know, sleep and all that. But this time, I'm connected to my people,
mm-hmm.
whereby I'm helping them to better their life, which at the moment I've been able to help them to get water because when I was installed, the town was really, really in a mess.
Yeah.
In other words, God had really wanted me to be able to help them through my ancestors. That's the voices I was hearing to help them because I'm over here and they knew very well that I'm not going to be on this journey by myself and that most people are going to help me. So I've been able to help my town. You know, when I went there, the water was really not up to par. They were drinking from a stream, and that water is the same water they used to wash their clothing. They used to bathe in it, and then they drink it without even boiling it.
Mm.
So, you know, when this my journey came and I took over the throne, my palace was really in a mess, total mess. But, you know, the challenges were so strong, and I was determined through my faith that I would do it.
Yeah.
And I've been able to bring about water from the generous people on this earth, which are the United States people, and especially a church called Shiloh Baptist Church in Landover, Maryland, and their pastor, Pastor B. Lewis Collison, which they have really helped me to bring about water.
Mm-hmm.
And also my co-author, Eleanor Diamond, also helped me with $7,000 to bring another borehole clean water. And then Freemasons, a lodge in Maryland, had also helped me with another $7,000 to bring about very clean, crispy water for them. So in other words, I've given them three clean borehole water whereby the children don't have to wake up early in the morning, like 5 o'clock, to go and fetch water where they'll be so tired by the time they get to school. And then the parents that they can afford to send their children to school, Shiloh Baptist Church of Landover, Maryland, and their pastor, B. Lewis Collison, had really adopted 20 of them that they are educating them at the university level. So really, it's really, really, you know, a unique situation I am in now.
Right.
And this journey is not just me alone. People are really helping me.
Exactly. Yeah. People are helping, and now again through this great book released this week, we are all now get to partake of this journey with you. Again, you've been listening to my conversation with Peggy Lynn Bartell. She's the co-author of the book King Peggy, An American Secretary, Her Royal Destiny, an inspiring story of how she changed an African village. Peggy, I've been waiting to ask you this question because
okay.
I read the book and we're able to see really your strength come through as well. You're able to stand up to the elders and let them know when they're being ridiculous and let them know also when they are hurting the people, you know, when there's stealing involved and how you're able to help in those ways. The title of the book talks about how you changed the African village. How did the people of Ghana change you?
The people of Ghana have changed me to a point that I realize that people, we never know until you touch something. We do have strength in ourselves, but until you really accept your calling and start doing what you're supposed to do, then, you know, you really get to know that I can do it. So all that I'm trying to say that nobody should underestimate, you know, underestimate himself or herself whenever a calling comes saying, oh, I can't do it. Of course you can do it.
Right.
Of course you can do it. We all have the strength in us that really, really, you know, we can do to help people. So it's something that I want the whole world to know, that when something like this happens to anybody, you may not be a king. You may be a leader in a community. You may be called to be a family leader or whatever, you know, they may call you to be. Just don't hesitate. Go for it. You have
exactly.
to think you can do it.
Yeah, know what's possible for you because
yes.
yeah, you never know until you try.
Yes.
Peggy, congratulations to you. Again, the book is available now all over the world in bookstores. It's also available at Amazon.com. Wherever books are being sold, you can find out more information about Peggy's journey by going to her website at www.kingpeggy.com. That's www.kingpeggy.com. And Peggy, it's been such an honor to speak with you, and we look forward to watching as your journey continues to unfold.
Thank you so much for having me, and may God bless you, and you know, thank you for, you know, helping us to listen to your station, and then I take inspiration from that.
Well, thank you so much.
No problem.
We appreciate you. Hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be here to give us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live on the radio at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.
Thank you.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate...